I'm thinking today about purchasing things in video games. And not necessarily purchasing games themselves, or expansions to those games, or systems, or hardware, or whatever. I'm talking about purchasing things within games that are extra items, that are on top of whatever you're already paying for a game. So what's brought this up is, I play an MMO called Final Fantasy XIV. Great game. I'm on the Aether Data Center on the Ferry server if you ever want to, like, you know, run a few dungeons, that type of thing. And recently, with the release of their new expansion, Stormblood, they also released an interesting set of items that allow you to do two things. For $18, you can skip all the story of the base game and the first expansion and jump straight to the new expansion's content. For $25, you can immediately have a level 60 character with pretty much top gear for the end of the first expansion. Now, both of these things seem like very odd purchases to me, because you're essentially paying to not play the game. So hear me out. A lot of MMOs, mass multiplayer online RPGs, you don't have a major story to the game. It's some dungeon content here and there, raiding, whatnot. The story is secondary to this. Final Fantasy is different. It's a Final Fantasy game. It feels like a main title Final Fantasy game. This overall mega plot and all these little plots and the political coming and goings, different nations, different ideologies being challenged. It's a good game. It's got a good story and everything. So to me, it seems weird, the thought of, well, I'm just going to skip all that, I'm going to pay $18 and not experience the story. Which is going to be weirder as you progress into the rest of the story with the new expansion, because you're not going to have the reference points that people who've seen the game before have. You're just going to fast forward through the cutscenes because these people don't mean anything to you. This is just content. Who cares? And that's the same token with the pay $25 and level up a character to level 60 thing. Part of learning your character and learning how your character works is experiencing them. And by not playing through the character, you know, as you gain those levels, as you learn your abilities, are you not doing a disservice to yourself? Or are you having to guess your way into what the high tier version of the character has? It doesn't make sense to me. Like I said, it feels like you're paying to not play the game. I've got varied opinions when it comes to these type of extra transactions that come with games. Some games do them right, some games do them wrong. Some games are obvious money grabs, and others seem to actually care about the consumers and how much you pay. And Final Fantasy, for the most part, I think does things right. To put it in perspective, while there is their quote-unquote Mog Station cash shop, which lets you buy cosmetic items, before this jump potion existed, you could buy exclusive gear that was available for free in the game for people who were playing at the time, but now that those events are over, you can't get them in the game. Well, in a lot of the games, that means that content is gone forever. If you didn't play then, you're never going to get it. Well, in Final Fantasy, you can pay a few bucks and you get it. You have to wait like a year or more before you can get it that way, but it feels more fair. But this jump potion, which is, that's what they kind of call it, this jump potion It just feels weird. Now, part of the reason it costs so much is because of that notion of they want to discourage players from purchasing it, but they're letting the players decide with their dollars. You know, do you want to pay the $18 and skip A Realm Reborn? You could also pay $25 and skip A Realm Reborn and Heavensward. So, to put it in perspective, if you wanted to come to this game right now, completely skip all the content from the base game and the expansion, get straight to the new stuff, you could spend $110. That's $60 for the base game, $25 to skip the first two like major patches of the game, or major versions of the game, and another $25 to get a level 60 character that can do the new content. That's a lot of money just to get into a game, especially a game that has a monthly subscription already. So I don't know, to me it's up to people how they want to spend their money. It just seems like a weird waste. It's like, and I know I keep using metaphors, but it's like paying for a trilogy and then paying someone to take away the first two books for you, and then just starting with book three and being, I'm satisfied with this. It doesn't make sense to me. So that's on my mind. I won't tell someone that they've made a bad choice by doing that, but I definitely will not encourage someone to spend that money when you've got a perfectly good game that you're buying and that you should experience, as opposed to paying to not experience it. Today's cat is brought to you by Tabs. And speaking of kitties, just to let you know, Bridget is doing fine. Getting rid of the roses has definitely stopped whatever her problem was, since she's no longer sneaking away eating them. So all is good in kitty land in the household. Yay. With that, I'm out. This has been The Hidden Node. I'm Justin. The music you're listening to is Ookmad's A Lonely Planet from the album Light Off. Available at magnitude.com. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.